Ketchikan Borough Code currently requires more published public notices than required by state law. Borough Clerk Casey Paxton explained that the ordinance simply rolls back the local requirements to align with state rules. Assembly meeting notices and agendas are among items that could no longer be published in the Ketchikan Daily News under that ordinance. That and other items could lead to a savings of about $25,000. Borough staff proposed complying with state law by instead moving toward posting public notices on the borough's website and through free public notice services. During a public hearing on the ordinance, Greg Poppin, chairman of the Borough Planning Commission, said that while the commission voted to move the ordinance forward, it was a split vote and there was concern from some commissioners. Poppin encouraged the borough to work with the newspaper to find a solution that doesn't potentially reduce public access.
I speak only for myself to say I would like our local general government to do more than is legally the minimum requisite as far as public notice goes. I would also expect the Daily News to negotiate in good faith and in keeping with their long commitment to the community.
Tina Williams, co-publisher of the Ketchikan Daily News, also spoke. She says there needs to be open communication between the government and the community. She says the proposed ordinance would reduce that level of communication.
We believe strongly in the fact that the information needs to be out there, and we're willing to do our part to help make that happen.
Assemblymember Rodney Dial says this cut was his suggestion. He says circulation is down at the local newspaper from 3,300 in 2014 to about 3,000 now, and internet use is up.
Maintaining funding for something that's not essential and not required by law amounts to a subsidy of one business by all other businesses and or citizens.
Others on the assembly, though, say the internet is not easily accessed by everyone. Assemblymember Judith McQuarrie says that even people with access to the internet would have to go in search of a meeting notice rather than see it while perusing the paper for other reasons.
Accidental information is very valuable, and that doesn't happen at all with the internet. If you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't know how to find it, it's as good as invisible.
Assemblymember Stephen Bradford proposed an amendment that would direct borough staff to not change the current notification system until otherwise directed by the assembly.
And I offer that amendment simply to make it abundantly clear that while we may like cleaning up the language of the ordinance, we don't want staff taking any action until we have had a chance to go over each of them and decide which of them we would like to cut. And I think we will want to cut some of them, but each should be specifically directed by us at this time.
The amendment passed 6-1 with Dial voting no. The main motion then passed unanimously in first reading. The ordinance will come back for a second vote and public hearing. Assembly members asked borough staff to also bring back options for reducing notification costs, including suggestions that the newspaper might offer. That ordinance is part of a greater cost-cutting effort by the borough, and the assembly heard a breakdown of other proposed cuts during a budget work session led by Finance Director Sina Gupatayo. The proposed cuts include reductions in service levels in various departments, not replacing a position at the Animal Protection Department that will become vacant this fall, reduction or elimination of some less popular programs at the Gateway Recreation Center, and closing the center 2 hours early during summer months, and finally increasing fares and eliminating the April ride-free month for the transit system. The goal of all those cuts is to eliminate a $1 million deficit in the borough's FY 2018 budget. Gubitayo added that the cuts equal about 4.5% of the borough's general fund.
All of these changes that are proposed in here right now, we are preparing and bringing forward in the FY 18 budget, unless you direct otherwise.
Most assembly members applauded the suggested cuts and fee increases. McQuarrie, though, says she's worried that doubling bus fares to $2 a ride would mean fewer people choosing public transit. In other matters, the assembly voted 6-1 to not object to a state license application for a proposed new marijuana cultivation facility in the Ward Cove area. There was some public comment in opposition to the state license, but assembly members noted that pot is legal now. Assemblymember John Harrington was the only no vote. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.